One company projected $1 trillion in revenue. Another sued the Pentagon. And the entire tech industry started choosing GPUs over employees. It was that kind of week. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of March 17, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, I don't think I've seen a single week pack this much punch in a long time.
Agreed. We've got NVIDIA dropping a two-generation chip roadmap and announcing they're going to space. Anthropic in a legal war with the Pentagon that's rallying the entire industry. Massive layoffs at Meta, Atlassian, and Block, and a fascinating cultural backlash against AI coding tools. Let's get into it. Story of the week. NVIDIA's GTC conference in San Jose. Jensen Huang walked out in front of 30,000 people and basically laid out a 10-year vision for computing. Aaron, where do you even start?
You start with the fact that he revealed two chip generations in one keynote. That never happens. Vera Rubin is the next platform. Pairs a new CPU with the Rubin GPU. 5 times the inference performance over Blackwell. 3.5 times training. That alone would be a massive GTC. But then he pulls out Feynman, the generation after that, with something called an LPU, a language processing unit. A whole new chip category.
And then he said, NVIDIA is going to space.
Right. Space One Vera Rubin systems designed for orbital data centers. Look, whether that ships in 2 years or 10, the statement matters. NVIDIA is telling the market, we're not just a chip company, we're the infrastructure layer for all of AI, on Earth and off it.
The partnership numbers were staggering, too. AWS deploying over 1 million NVIDIA GPUs. Microsoft going first on Vera Rubin NVL72 systems.
And then the software play. NemoClaw, their open-source agent deployment platform. 6 frontier model families under the Nemotron Coalition, covering language, robotics, autonomous driving, biology, weather. Jensen's message was clear. Every company needs an AI agent strategy, and NVIDIA wants to be the platform you build it on, not just the chip you run it on.
He projected at least $1 trillion in revenue from 2025 through 2027.
Which is an absurd number. But when every hyperscaler is writing you checks for hundreds of thousands of GPUs, the math actually works. The real question is whether anyone can challenge this position. AMD is trying. Intel is struggling. And the custom silicon from Google and Amazon is improving. But right now, Jensen is running the table.
Let's move to what might be the most important AI policy story of the year. Anthropic sued the Pentagon. Aaron, walk us through this.
So Anthropic had 2 non-negotiable conditions for working with the Defense Department. Claude can't be used for mass surveillance of American citizens, and it can't be used for fully autonomous weapons without a human making the targeting and firing decisions. Defense Secretary Hegseth said no, the Pentagon gets unrestricted access. Negotiations broke down, and the Pentagon designated Anthropic a supply chain risk, a label previously reserved for adversaries like China and Russia. Never applied to an American company before.
And the industry response was remarkable.
Over 30 employees from OpenAI and Google DeepMind, including Jeff Dean, Google's chief scientist, signed a brief supporting Anthropic in their personal capacities. Microsoft filed its own brief backing Anthropic. These are competitors defending a rival's right to set ethical limits on military AI. That's unprecedented.
Meanwhile, OpenAI signed a Pentagon deal almost immediately after Anthropic got blacklisted.
Which Sam Altman later admitted looked, quote, opportunistic and sloppy. He amended the contract to exclude NSA use and domestic surveillance. An OpenAI robotics leader resigned in protest, and Dario Amodei called OpenAI's deal safety theater. The irony here is thick.
Anthropic seems to be turning this into a strategic advantage, though.
Absolutely. They launched the Anthropic Institute, a $100 million Claude partner network with Accenture and Deloitte, and their daily active users jumped 180% from the controversy alone. Their enterprise market share now exceeds OpenAI's, 32% to 25%. Sometimes getting punched by the government is the best marketing you can buy.
Speaking of market dynamics, this was a brutal week for tech employees. Meta is reportedly planning layoffs that could hit 20% of its workforce. That's potentially 16,000 people.
And the reason is straightforward. Meta has committed up to $600 billion by 2028 on AI infrastructure. The money has to come from somewhere. They're betting that AI-assisted workers deliver enough efficiency gains that you simply need fewer humans.
Atlassian made it official, too. 1,600 jobs, 10% of their workforce.
Their CEO was at least honest about it. He said it would be disingenuous to pretend AI doesn't change the skills mix they need. And Block's 40% cut from late February kept reverberating. Jack Dorsey predicted most companies will reach the same conclusion within a year. His stock jumped 17%. The market rewarded it.
Total 2026 tech layoffs have already passed 45,000, and we're not even through Q1.
Someone on Hacker News put it perfectly. The money tree is over. Companies now have to pick between GPUs and employees. They picked GPUs. That's the structural reality.
Let's talk about xAI. Elon Musk's AI company had a rough week.
Two more co-founders left, Zihang Dai and Guodong Zhang. That leaves only two of the original founding team. And less than 6 weeks after merging xAI with SpaceX in a deal he valued at $1.25 trillion, Musk publicly said xAI, quote, was not built right the first time around and needs rebuilding from the foundations up.
The trigger was apparently coding tools.
Right. Musk reportedly complained xAI couldn't match Claude Code or OpenAI's Codex. So SpaceX hired two programmers from Cursor to try to catch up. Look, I was skeptical about xAI from the start. You can't build a frontier AI lab by hiring people who are either ideologically aligned with Elon or purely money motivated. The best AI researchers have strong convictions, and Musk's management style doesn't exactly attract principled independent thinkers.
On the product side, both OpenAI and Anthropic made major moves. OpenAI launched GPT 5.4, scoring 83% on their real-world task benchmark.
And it comes with a million token context window via the API. Same week, Anthropic made their million token context generally available at standard pricing. No premium, no beta headers. $5 and $25 per million tokens for Opus 4.6, whether you're sending 9,000 tokens or 900,000.
The convergence is striking.
It is. Both labs now offer million token context. Both have unified models combining reasoning, coding, and computer use. The capability gap is narrowing, while the strategic positioning diverges. OpenAI has 900 million weekly ChatGPT users. Anthropic dominates enterprise. They're building different empires on increasingly similar technology.
Security story of the week. A threat actor called Glassworm compromised at least 151 GitHub repositories using invisible Unicode characters.
This one is genuinely scary. They use Unicode characters that render as zero-width white space in every code editor. The malicious payload is completely invisible to human reviewers. And they're using LLMs to generate convincing cover commits, documentation updates, version bumps, that are stylistically consistent with each target project. AI attacking the software supply chain with AI-generated camouflage.
Every developer using NPM or VS Code extensions needs to know about this.
Absolutely. Traditional code review is insufficient against invisible characters. GitHub needs to treat this the way they treat leaked secrets, automatic detection and warnings.
And finally, there's a growing backlash against AI coding tools that really crystallized this week.
Three separate Hacker News posts went viral. One called LLMs exhausting and got 337 points. Another asking how AI coding is going professionally hit 400 points with 582 comments, many of them harsh. And then, Stop Sloppy Pasta coined a term for pasting raw, unverified LLM output at colleagues. 631 points.
The research they cited was eye-opening. 40% of U.S. employees have received work slop in the past month.
And recipients spend nearly 2 hours addressing each incident. Half view the senders as less trustworthy. The honeymoon is over, Bennett. 84% of developers use AI coding tools, and now they're reckoning with the gap between the promise and the daily reality. AI makes you faster at generating code, but it creates what researchers call a thinking decelerator, constant debugging, verifying, and context switching that eats into the gains.
Big picture time. Aaron, what threads do you see connecting this week?
Two things. First, AI is simultaneously making genuine intellectual breakthroughs and driving people crazy in daily use. Donald Knuth, the 87-year-old godfather of computer science, published a paper this week called Claude's Cycles, about how Claude Opus solved a graph theory problem that stumped him for weeks. He opened it with, "Shock! Shock!" Same week, Google DeepMind's Alpha Evolve cracked 5 classical Ramsey number bounds. These are real contributions to human knowledge, and yet in the trenches, developers are exhausted and colleagues are drowning in sloppy pasta.
The capability is real, but the integration into daily work is still rough.
Exactly, and that connects to the second thread. The market is splitting between AI that generates and AI that verifies. Mistral released Leanstral this week, an open-source agent that formally proves code against mathematical specifications. 6 billion parameters, outperforms Claude Sonnet on formal verification at 1/15th the cost. When you combine the glassworm attacks with the sloppy pasta problem, the case for AI-powered verification becomes obvious. We need AI checking AI's work.
And hanging over all of it, the industry is more capable and more conflicted than ever. Trillion-dollar chip roadmaps and tens of thousands of layoffs. A company suing the Pentagon over ethical principles while its competitor rushes to sign the same deal. Mathematical breakthroughs and invisible malware.
That's the AI industry in March 2026. Moving faster than ever, in every direction at once.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.